Would you support overturning the abortion rights decision of Roe v. Wade? And if so, would you return the issue to the states or support a national ban on many or most abortions?
When I was about 16 years of age, I first traveled to Columbus to talk about the issue of abortion. I believe Roe v. Wade should be overturned. It is a flawed law made by activist judges in the Supreme Court. I believe this issue best rests in the states, and I would hope that future courts allow states the rights to address this issue. You know, it's an interesting day today, because in 1981, on this very day, President Reagan nominated Sandra Day O'Connor to the Supreme Court. She was the first woman, just as hopefully on August 2nd, I'll be the first woman to represent you in Congress. And while I didn't always agree with her decisions, including those on abortion, she was not an activist judge, but tried to be a constitutionalist judge. That's the larger question, because this president is going to be making at least one, if not two, Supreme Court nominations. And I would hope that the Senate, where this decision rests, doesn't use abortion as the litmus test, but makes the litmus test a person that will look at the law and decide the issue based on the law and not on their own personal preference. Because that's why we have an educational crisis in our country. That's why we have a health care crisis in our country. Because judges who want to be legislators are legislating from the bench. It's the bigger question. Yes, I'd love to see Roe v. Wade overturned. But I also want a Supreme Court that does their job and doesn't interfere with ours.
I'm pro-choice. I don't know anyone who thinks abortion is a good thing. But if we're going to have a real impact on the problem, then let's knock off the rhetoric and let's start working towards the solution. Education. Let's fund the education so that young women are not faced with this problem. Until abortion is eliminated through education, let's keep it safe, legal, and rare. If your religion says it's immoral, fine. No problem. Don't have an abortion. But don't tell me how to live my personal life. Don't dictate to my wife what decision she makes with her doctor. That's rhetoric, it's not helpful, and it doesn't get to the solution of the problem, which is funding the education to make it go away.